The Republic and the Civil War. The Allegory of the Republic, the Civil War and Belvair Castle. The painting seen here is an allegory of the Republic by Mallorcan painter Pere Barceló i Oliver and dates from 1932, 1 year after the proclamation of the Second Spanish Republic. The central figure in the painting is a young woman who represents freedom, social justice, education and progress. Surrounding her are numerous scenes relating to industry and knowledge that attempt to portray a prosperous future full of expectation with the new democratic political regime. The fact that she appears with one breast exposed represents sustenance and protection for the sons of the mother country, while the lion symbolizes strength and serenity. The painting was formerly housed in the council chamber of the Palma Town Hall, and the purple band on her clothing was later painted red as a symbol of the new regime of General Francisco Franco. The military uprising of the 18th of June 1936 against the Second Republic found little resistance in Mallorca, and reprisals soon began against the principal leaders of the leftist forces, many of whom were imprisoned in Belvair Castle. While the castle had previously been transformed into a museum, the Civil War disrupted the initial project and the castle once again became one of the town's main prisons. During the period in which Belvair was reconverted into a prison, it housed more than 800 prisoners, all supporters of the legitimately elected democratic government. Prominent prisoners included the Socialist Member of Parliament, Alexandre Jaume y Rosselló, and the Mayor of Palma, Emili Darder y Canavas. Both had invested a lot of effort in convincing the Republican government to concede the castle and grounds to the town for a new museum, and both were executed a few months later following a court-martial trial held in the absence of any procedural safeguards whatsoever. In addition to undergoing severe mistreatment and arduous conditions, Republican prisoners were forced to undertake tasks such as the renovation of the road leading from the Torreno district to the castle. The plaque commemorating these efforts can be seen in this room.